This dictation is by Dr. Sharon Armes, MD. The date of examination is 8/12/22. The name of the patient is Carmen Martinez. This is a trabeal stress echocardiogram, file Streco, Strecho, space Martinez, space C. Trabeal stress echocardiogram, Cardiac Care Associates letterhead, date of examination 8/12/22. Referring physician, Subhastra Karen Anathy, MD. Performing physician, Sharon Armes, MD. New paragraph, clinical indication. 85-year-old female with hypertension for stress test on medication, parentheses, amlodipine 5 milligrams, comma, atenolol 25 milligrams, and hydralazine 60 milligrams. New paragraph, ECG stress interpretation. New paragraph, baseline ECG, normal sinus rhythm, comma, nonspecific STT wave changes. New paragraph, baseline blood pressure, colon 132 over 60, baseline heart rate 72 beats per minute. New paragraph, the patient underwent tremor exercise stress test utilizing a Bruce protocol. The patient was only able to exercise for 3 minutes and 5 seconds, semicolon 5 seconds, into stage 2 of the Bruce protocol to peak heart rate of 117, parentheses, 87% maximum predicted heart rate, close parentheses, period. At peak stress, the patient had a blood pressure of 140 over 70 with a peak heart rate blood pressure product of 16848, period. New paragraph. The patient did not experience any stress, any chest discomfort during stress of the recovery period. Stress was terminated due to fatigue and inability to exercise further on the treadmill. The patient exhibited poor exercise tolerance with a functional capacity in the range of only 4.6 mets. The patient had baseline borderline hypertension with a normal blood pressure response to stress, with effective blunting of her blood pressure response to stress on her current medication. The patient had an increased heart rate response to exercise consistent with a deconditioned response to stress. Patient had a final blood pressure of 120 over 60 and a heart rate of 79 at the end of the recovery period. There were no significant arrhythmias noted during stress of the recovery period. At peak stress, during stress, and during the recovery period, there were no diagnostic ECG changes of ischemia. New paragraph, impression, colon, normal ECG portion of treadmill stress echocardiogram, 87% maximum predicted heart rate. New paragraph, echocardiographic interpretation. The patient underwent a treadmill stress echocardiogram utilizing standard protocol. The patient was imaged at baseline immediately post-peak stress exercise in left lateral decubitus position. Parasternal long axis, parasternal short axis, apical four-chamber views, and apical two-chamber views were obtained. The baseline and post-peak stress studies were, the baseline study was technically adequate and of good quality. The post-peak stress study was technically adequate and of fair quality. New paragraph, baseline echocardiogram, normal wall motion without region wall motion abnormalities. New paragraph, post-peak stress echocardiogram, normal wall motion without region wall motion abnormalities with significant augmentation wall motion with exercise without systolic cavitary obliteration and no abnormal left ventricular dilatation. New paragraph, impression, normal echocardiographic portion of treadmill stress echocardiogram to 87% maximum predicted heart rate. New paragraph, conclusions, 1, normal ECG portion, treadmill stress echocardiogram to 87% maximum predicted heart rate without diagnostic ECG changes of ischemia. 2, the patient did not experience any chest discomfort during stress of the recovery period. 3, the patient exhibited poor exercise tolerance with a functional capacity in the range of 4.6 max, comma, decreased from her prior stress test. Four, the patient had baseline borderline hypertension with a normal blood pressure response to stress with effective blunting of her blood pressure response to stress on her current medication. The patient had an accelerated heart rate response to exercise consistent with a deconditioned response to stress with able to achieve, with just being able to achieve over 85% maximum predicted heart rate at her functional capacity on her beta blocker. Five, 5, there were no significant arrhythmias noted during correction. 5, there were VPCs noted at peak stress. There were no significant arrhythmias noted during stress of the recovery period. Please add that there were VPCs noted at peak stress to the above paragraph as well. To the original, paragraph as well, where it says there were no significant arrhythmias. And then 6, normal echocardiographic portion of treadmill stress echocardiogram to 87% maximum predicted heart rate with normal baseline post-peak stress, wall motion without region wall motion abnormalities, significant augmentation, wall motion with exercise without systolic cavitary obliteration, and no abnormal left ventricular dilatation. Thank you for the kind referral of this patient. Sincerely, Sharon Hermes, MD.